Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The accused synagogue gunman, who is alleged to have murdered 11 people on Saturday, has made his initial court appearance in Pittsburgh.
Robert Bowers was released from a Pittsburgh hospital and turned over to federal authorities, who brought him to court in a wheelchair. The 46-year-old defendant spoke with attorneys and confirmed his identity to a judge. He made no public statement at his initial court appearance other than to confirm who he was. Bowers, who was wounded in the gun battle that preceded his arrest, faces a 29-count federal criminal complaint plus state homicide charges. Authorities need to die. The first funerals are scheduled for Tuesday. I'm Warren Levinson.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions says what happened in Pittsburgh was not just an attack on the Jewish people, but an attack on people of all faiths.
It wasn't an attack on America's values, our protecting those of faith. It cannot and will not be tolerated.
President and Mrs. Trump will travel to Pittsburgh tomorrow. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders said Monday that Mr. Trump will go to express the support of the American people and to grieve with the Pittsburgh community. Federal prosecutors want no bail for a man accused of sending pipe bombs to prominent Democrats around the country. Prosecutors said at the initial hearing Monday for 56-year-old Cesar Sayoc that they believe he is at risk of flight and a danger to the community. Stocks fell sharply in late afternoon trading on Wall Street, putting the market on track for its worst month since the financial crisis. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slumped 245 points Monday, pulled down by big losses in Boeing and Apple. Stocks started higher but began to sink after Bloomberg reported that the U.S. could announce tariffs on all remaining imports from China by December. Again, on Wall Street, the Dow down by 245 points to 24,442. The Nasdaq plunged 117. The S&P lower by 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Jewish leaders in Central Florida are meeting to see about stepping up security in light of the shooting in Pittsburgh executed by 46-year-old Robert Bowers. Bowers killed 11 people, including a 92-year-old Holocaust survivor, and injuring six others. Rick Scott asked Florida Highway Patrol to step up patrols around synagogues in Florida. Orlando is home to over 30 synagogues. Central Florida is number one in something, but unfortunately it's road rage incidents with guns. In case you didn't believe it, I-4 was shut down for hours on Saturday near downtown. During the shutdown, two vehicles shot at each other while a victim in a third vehicle was hit by gunfire. We have beautiful weather right now with a high of 83 and a low of 64 and sunny. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 getting a little bit lighter on 434 and I-4 after that crash there. You still have that road closure at Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial. You also have a crash at 436 and Aloma that is causing slowdowns there. And on Highway 50, your usual slowdown starting at the Orlando Executive Airport until after the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 64. Sunny and nice tomorrow, high 83. Clear tomorrow night, low 62. Wednesday, turning out mostly sunny, high 83. Warm Wednesday with clouds and sun. Shower in the afternoon, high 86. I'm Brian May, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit jjcmarketingsolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the Earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends. When I'm a road.
Welcome to the American Adversaries Radio Show. That's right, folks. We're here. We're live and ready to go. Coming to you from the Relaxing Comfort Studios on a beautiful afternoon. Hope you enjoyed the weekend and all that it brought, except, of course, what happened in Pittsburgh and any other violence around the country. But we'll be talking about that during the show. Abe Katzman will be joining us here shortly. And, you know, I kind of feel like we owe him an apology, but we'll take all that up with Abe Katzman, as I said, here shortly. All right, we are coming to you live on FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. And I had to tighten Cave Cam up until it slipped and collapsed, so I'll have to reset it up during the break. But we're upgrading the system yet still, and it will be in pretty much a permanent position here within days. And I mean that literally. Okay, so anyway, FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer. Also, you can listen to us on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. Just hit the Listen Live button. And, of course, always on AM 660, TheAnswer.com, and your Alexa devices. And don't forget to download the free Answer or
Orlando app if you haven't already. All right, as I said, Abe Katzman is going to be joining us. I am the philosopher, political mad scientist Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. And by the way, Nostradamus is going to be stopping in a little bit later on as well. All right, so as I said, we'll be talking about the Pittsburgh massacre with Abe Katzman here shortly. So I don't want to get too deep into that. However, I will say hats off to Sarah Huckabee Sanders this afternoon when confronted by the media at the White House press briefing. And she pointed out, and rightfully so, the first thing the president did was condemn the act and the perpetrator. And the first thing the media did, and many on the left, was to condemn the president. And that condemnation of the president continued into today, of course, by the liberal mainstream media. And, of course, they are, you know, the experts at diversionary tactics or projection tactics, where they project their own traits onto others. And they're at it again. And I'm not going to name names. It doesn't matter, you know, but this morning you didn't have to look far on the liberal networks to find the hysteria, and the bash Trump machine at it again. And as I said, this is part of the saddest part of all of this, because, of course, and by the way, the president has been making the argument as well on Twitter that we've been making right here, and that is that the media themselves and people on the left are the one, if there's anybody, and of course, there's a good argument to be made that nobody's rhetoric sets off a lunatic. A lunatic sets off a lunatic, but let's assume that they are aware of outside incidents. It is the liberals, the left and the liberal mainstream media who is driving the rhetoric, which seems to be setting these people off. And it is it's a situation where then they turn around and blame others. You know, now they're blaming Fox as well. People on NBC are blaming Fox that they, along with the president, set off this lunatic in Pittsburgh. And he, by the way, is going to be facing the death penalty. And even though I don't believe in the death penalty, if there ever is a place to use it, this is certainly it. But that's for another day. The perpetrator was basically another loner, long haul trucker guy, and stayed to himself. Nobody seemed to think that he was off his rocker. Whereas this bomber down the Miami bomber down there was clearly off of his. But get back to the point. The mainstream media, of course, cannot resist the temptation to try to prove their bona fides by beating up on President Trump. Of course, all it does is make them look like the doofuses that they are. Well, once again, we'll take this Pittsburgh thing up again here in a moment with Abe Katzman. In the meantime, the White House and the Pentagon have announced that they are already massing and moving the military, moving troops to the border. Some 5,000 regular Army troops, which will include Army engineers and sort of the equivalent of the CBs, and they will be going down there and stringing Constantine wire. Basically, we're going to put up a more or less a barbed wire fence. Constantine wire is, instead of barbs, it is like blades, razor blades, sort of. It'll mess you up if you get tangled up in it. Let's just put it that way. And they're going to be, they've got, as I said, the combat engineers going down there from Fort Knox and other forts, and they mean business. And they also have military military police going down there. They have helicopters going down there, including Black Hawk helicopters, which will be carrying special operators who will be able to drop by rope from the helicopters if necessary. This is a serious action. This is what the president promised. This is what we need, and this is going to tick the liberals off like nothing else. Well, like everything else does, maybe. But it is going to be something else that they get all animated over. And they're trying to say that this caravan thing is not even a news story. What news story? Of course, they don't want it to be a news story because it's driving Republicans to the polls like mad, along with the Kavanaugh thing and now all this piling on the president's business. So I encourage them to continue to do their doofistry, and we will note it and laugh at it. But in a way, we will also cheer it on. They make me look real smart. Let's just put it that way. And I need the help, right? So anyway, 5,000 troops to the border, and they will be, as I said, securing the border and also setting up military police, basically holding areas. And this is going to be a serious operation, and don't know how it's going to go on for the foreseeable future anyway, perhaps, and maybe it should go on until we build a doggone wall. I don't see any reason why it shouldn't. You know, we rotate troops in and out of Afghanistan. We're still rotating troops in and out of Iraq, and both of those are hostile regions for sure. Well, we rotate troops out of South Korea. We rotate troops in and out of Europe and Japan. We rotate troops in and out of just about everywhere. So why not rotate them right on our border here? And by the way, the guys will get some great training and physical fitness workouts in the process. Not to make light of this, but this is a serious... we haven't seen something like this since the Eisenhower days. We have not seen something like this since the Eisenhower days. And it is about time that we did. And the president has tweeted out, and the administration is trying to let these people in the caravans. There now are two confirmed caravans, maybe a third forming on the way. Turn around and go back. You're not going to be able to come into this country illegally. And these people know what they're trying to do is illegal. It doesn't take a reporter very far to find some one of these caravanners that express their desire to come into the United States, however they can get in here. Illegally or not. Nope. Not going to happen this time. Not going to happen this time. And by the way, they're going there. They're on the way now. And as we speak, the machinery and the troops are literally on the way. And this is to supplement with the 2,000 National Guard troops that are already there. And they had beefed up by another 800, the border agents out there. So once again, this is serious business. And beautiful timing. Beautiful timing. Tell me this isn't a story. Well, you tell the president that something like this isn't a story, he's going to make it a story. And he's done made this in a story, I guarantee you that. 5,000 troops to our southern border to prevent these po-o folk, about 80% of whom are young males by themselves. By the way, the president of Honduras has said that there are children traffickers amongst the caravan, trafficking children. And over the weekend, there was a report of one little girl being kidnapped. Haven't heard anything else about that. Of course, to the media, this is not a story. Of course, it's not, because it gives them a black eye. Can I say black eye? Gives them a black eye and makes them, the hypocrites that they are. It is a story. It sure enough is. And whether they like it or not. And that's the beauty of this president. So we'll be continuing to watch that, obviously, over the next few days. The media is going to be down there watching the military set up. They're going to be watching them string the wire. They're going to be watching them set up military prisons or whatever they're going to do to detain people that they're going to have the military police there for. So they're going to have a lot let's just say there'll be plenty story there now. There'll be plenty to write about. There'll be plenty to talk about now. But of course, as I said, they don't want to. All right, we got time for one quick phone call. Let's take Brad's, and then we'll move on. How you doing, Brad?
Good evening. Good evening. This is a perfect segue into what you were talking about how when you bring up the Bernie supporter from a year ago in direct comparison to, you know, the bomber and then the synagogue guy, and then what they say is immediately, well, Bernie didn't incite him, but this guy was an admitted binge watcher of Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, CNN, and what does he hear on these stations? Everything from Mitt Romney hates women to Trump rapes girls, Kavanaugh rapes girls, Bush is a Nazi, Bush hates blacks. This is what these left-wing guys hear. So you take a psychopath, and he's going to be incited to kill what? Republicans. You could take them apart so easy in any argument, but this is what they do. And This is what George Stephanopoulos does, and they just lie about stuff. And I'm glad, though, this is a blessing, because the American people are becoming more and more aware of just how fake and propagandish this mainstream media is.
Yep, indeed. All right, thank you, Brad. I appreciate that. By the way, there was evidently another device, and I hesitate to call them bombs because they were not meant to go off. You would have to go way out of your way to set one of these things off, even though it did have combustible material inside. Jeff Flake evidently was on the list. And once again, though, it fits the profile of all of the other people on the list. He's the only Republican so far, but he fits the same profile. A heavy-duty critic of the president calling for basically the demise of the president. And in Flake's case, even threatening to run against the president to take him down. So, these people out there do pay attention to the rhetoric, and at some point they just can't seem to take it anymore, and they feel like they have to act things out. And by the way, this bomber, as I said, this is a guy who's been seeking attention all of his life. you don't become a Chippendale dancer or do that sort of thing unless you are really aching for attention. And this guy was aching for attention. He didn't get any. And, well, now he's got it. And anyway, we'll take a break. Come back. Once again, Abe Katzman will be joining us live from Jerusalem. And I hope you will continue to join us as well.
FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
Hey, Central Florida, Dave Ramsey here. When you need advice on your taxes and want to work with someone who has the heart of a teacher, you need to see Larry Herring, CPA. He's one of our tax-endorsed local providers, and he's ready to talk with you about all your income tax needs. Larry Herring will help you manage your taxes just like any other expense. Take it from me, Larry is your guy. 407-647-7777 or at herringcpa.com.
Nearly everyone loves Italian food, but those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080. The most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Slowdowns on I-4 getting a little bit lighter on 434 and I-4 after that crash there. You still have that road closure at Summerlin between Amelia and Colonial. You also have a crash at 436 and Aloma that is causing slowdowns there. And on Highway 50, your usual slowdown starting at the Orlando Executive Airport until after the 441. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, welcome back to the American Adversaries Radio Show on a sad Monday here. Our condolences, Abe, to you, to all the people of Israel and all the Jews of the world. You know, I feel a sense of shame that this would happen here in the United States, but it did. Abe, how you doing tonight?
Well, doing okay. You know, in Israel, this stuff is taken very personally. It's recognized for what it is. This is really ugly anti-Semitic stuff. It doesn't get much uglier than this. And I think that people are getting a lot of people annoyed is maybe it's, you know, look, in Israel, they've got a lot of experience, unfortunately, with terror attacks, with what are, in essence, anti-Semitic killings. And we've learned by now, don't try to ascribe to, you know, root causes and historical determinism and this kind of thing as if nobody had any choice, or if somebody, if something that some politician said really inspired this sort of thing. I mean, it happens sometimes. If you're bombarded with it, like some of the people in the Palestinian Authority are, that's one thing. But when you're talking about a comment here, a line there, and it's so obvious and so cynical how some people are just taking the murder of 11 Jews and using it for convenient political advantage a week before election. And I think it's just despicable. And it's been going on a lot. It was going on before there was even a body count. It just started right away. And I was stunned. I was even especially stunned when I saw this kind of stuff on the Facebook posts of the Democrats in Israel. I even privately messaged the head of Democrats in Israel. I said, come on, you know, there's a little, recognize the sanctity of this and let them have a little dignity in death. Don't keep in this.
It
didn't help.
No, it doesn't help. And to me, what it does is it diminishes the lives that were lost. It diminishes the nature and distorts the nature of the act, which is pure evil hatred of Jews, which is unfortunately still prevalent worldwide, and obviously something that we need to be more concerned about, even in this country here. And when we politicize it, we take away from what this guy really did. He targeted Jews specifically, and he didn't do it for political reasons. He did it because he hated Jews because they are Jews. And there's nothing worse than that, except maybe trying to politicize it and diminish the value, in my opinion, of the lives that were lost, which are priceless. And I don't know, you know, in a way I'm speechless because, as I said, I feel a sense of shame. I feel like we owe Israel an apology, and it shouldn't be happening here in the United States. And I must say, you know, the president's reaction being that, you know, it's sort of hard to believe that this would happen in the United States in this day and age, that this type of anti-Semitic act would happen. You know, and I guess maybe we've become too used to swastikas painted on walls and things like that, that we just sort of, you know, but nobody got hurt. Well, the potential for people to get hurt is still there, as we saw yesterday, or I'm sorry, Saturday.
I think first, speechlessness is actually the right, in many ways, the right reaction. There's nothing to say, and you can condemn it. But once you're done condemning it, you know, if it's cathartic to talk about it, okay. But what are you really supposed to say? So when people talk about it, I mean, I've noticed three basically three strands of reaction to it. First, there are the outright anti-Semites who, you know, talk about this as, oh, it was a political act. It's because of Israel. It's because of Israel's policies. It's that. That's really.
Okay, Abe.
We'll take a break,
and we'll come back with the three strands of reaction. And I want to ask you about a couple of the individuals in particular, in case you may know something about it. In particular, the lady who was 97 years old. I have her name written down here. I'll have it when we come back. You are listening.
Okay.
You are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show. We are here live, and we'll be right back.
5.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The president of the hospital that treated the man accused in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre says he was shouting, quote, "I want to kill all the Jews," unquote. Allegheny General Hospital President Jeffrey Cohen tells WTAE-TV Monday that the first people who took care of Robert Bowers were Jewish. Cohen is also Jewish and a member of Tree of Life Synagogue, where the shooting rampage happened Saturday. He said he lives near the synagogue and he heard the shots from his home Saturday. Three U.S. officials say the number of military troops deployed to the southern border in support of the Customs and Border Patrol could be in the thousands. The officials spoke on condition of anonymity to discuss the troop plan. Another bad day on Wall Street as the Dow dropped 245 points, the NASDAQ plunged 117, the S&P lower by 17, oil down to $67.04 a barrel. This is SRN News.
News and the latest answer traffic now.
Jewish leaders in Central Florida are meeting to see about stepping up security in light of the shooting in Pittsburgh executed by 46-year-old Robert Bowers. Bowers killed 11 people, including a 92-year-old Holocaust survivor, and injuring six others. Rick Scott asked Florida Highway Patrol to step up patrols around synagogues in Florida. Orlando is home to over 30 synagogues. Central Florida is number one in something, but unfortunately it's road rage incidents with guns. In case you didn't believe it, I-4 was shut down for hours on Saturday near downtown. During the shutdown, two vehicles shot at each other while a victim in a third vehicle was hit by gunfire. We have beautiful weather right now with a high of 83 and a low of 64 and sunny. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Hi, my name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Lipnitsky, and I approve this message.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
You still have that slowdown on 434 and I-4, and that continues still past downtown. You also have a crash at 436 and Aloma that has some stop-and-go traffic there. And Summerlin is still closed between Colonial and Amelia Street due to the water main break. I'm Zwayne, and that's your answer traffic update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, you are listening to the American Adversaries Radio Show, coming to you live tonight. I am Christopher Hart, and coming to us live from Jerusalem is Abe Katzman. And we were talking about the horrific event that happened Saturday morning at the synagogue in Pittsburgh. And Abe, I did want to ask you about a couple of the individuals. There was a couple that were killed that were in the mid-80s. Their name's Simon. And then a woman, 97 years old, by the name of Rose Malinger. You had to wonder what they had already seen in their lives, because especially with Rose Malinger, of course, she would have been alive during World War II and the Holocaust and everything. And then to have this happen as they were just having a peaceful morning on an autumn morning, celebrating their love of God. And it just, you know, kind of, you know, really drives home the fact that we aren't over that yet.
That's certainly true. Certainly saw a lot. One of the people who survived, apparently because he was, I guess, walking in a couple of minutes later than he had planned, actually is an Auschwitz survivor. So, you kind of beat this sort of thing once, and you never thought you'd have to deal with something like that again. And look, I'm glad he's okay, but there were others. All of these people there, these are, you know, pillars of their community. There's one I don't know him, but I know people who do know him. Dr. Jerry Rabinowitz, who was a doctor who people loved, including, by the way, he was considered a hero in the gay community. He had done some extensive work, I think, during the AIDS epidemic. I'm not sure exactly what, but I know that he was very highly regarded for work within the gay community. So, you know, it's not a left-right thing or anything like that. These are people. They're just people. They're Jewish people, and they're killed for being Jewish people. By some, you know, and here you've got this doctor, skilled, helpful, you know, the contribution that he makes to society. And then, you know, somebody else, even somebody else who was the baseball coach. You know, this is what makes communities. This is what makes America. And, it's really just so awful and so evil. And like I said, you know, the fact that you've got these disgusting reactions to it also. Now part of it, though, when you talk about I mentioned that there was this, kind of the anti-Semitic reaction.
Right.
And then you have the, you know, the people, the kind of the people who cheapen it, the people who will weaponize anything for political reasons.
Yep.
If it's the death of 11 people, but you can score a couple of points against the president, by all means, even as ridiculous as that is. But there's another group that I think is kind of, you know, reaching, and this is normal. I think that it's an instinctive reaction we have to try to make sense of these types of things, to find causes. And if you want to point your finger at something, at someone, you want it to be something more than just this, you know, this crazed neo-Nazi guy. You want something more than that. You want some meaning. You want some causes. This has been, the truth is, search for those types of causes, for why there is anti-Semitism, why us, why were we attacked? We've been trying to answer that for about 4,000 years, I don't think anyone's going to come up with any good answers right now.
Yeah.
Also, you know, they talk about this as this is the worst attack, worst anti-Semitic attack. In a way, yes, although, but keep in mind, you know, there have been a number of of attacks that could have been bigger. They've stopped some bombings of Jewish institutions. We had a killing at a few people at a Jewish community center a few years ago. I think that was in Kansas City.
Yep.
There have been a number of these things already. And I would even, I'm going to go out on a limb with this one. In some ways, maybe in a lot of ways, 9/11 was, I mean, it was anti-American, but it was also, it was New York. There's a reason they hit New York, and a reason they hit the financial area of New York.
Yep.
Not to mention the fact that about somewhere between 10 and 15% of the people who were killed there actually were Jewish. I'm not claiming it or anything. I'm just saying that there was an element of it there, and you're talking about hundreds of Jews killed in that attack. Among the 3,000 dead.
Right.
But I'm not sure what else there is to say. You can talk about it, but you're really, you're never going to really find meaning in it or get any great perspective.
Right. When you had emailed me your latest article, and I was looking forward to discussing that with you today, and in the article you talk about it's confronting J Street candidates, and let me pull it up here to get the subtitle. And in it, we've talked about J Street before, and in the article, you talk about how George Soros funds J Street and how J Street, is not really pro-Israel when you look under the surface. And the perpetrator in Pittsburgh had been, on his social media, been writing, criticisms and conspiracy, talking about George Soros. And I was a bit shocked over the weekend to hear people in the media actually standing up for George Soros, saying that there's no better friend of Israel than George Soros. I almost vomited. And, and your article, of course, goes right to the heart of the truth of the matter. So please just elaborate a little bit on what I'm talking about and how you present it in your article there.
Sure. J Street, we have spoken about a bit. But if you start putting, you put all of these things together that they've done between the Soros funding and the arguing that the creation of Israel was a mistake, and lobbying for UN resolutions condemning Israel, railing against the move of the embassy to Jerusalem, finding moral equivalence between Israel and Hamas. I mean, they can call themselves pro-Israel, but it's a bogus kind of pro-Israel. And what's scary is how many of their endorsed candidates have made it and are making it. More than half the Democrats in Congress right now are J Street endorsed. Now, I'm not saying that every single one of them follows everything that J Street suggests, but the question remains, why did they endorse you? And why did you accept it?
Right.
And I think that's something you've got to challenge these people on. It might be that they're somewhat ignorant, although I don't think so, because they actually have to go through, apparently, from what I've read, there's a fairly extensive interviewing and vetting process in order to get this endorsement. But, what does the endorsement mean? They call themselves pro-Israel. I mean, it's cover for people who are not pro-Israel to be able to still claim that they're pro-Israel. And a lot of people don't pay much attention to the details. In the article, I say what they're doing is sort of like, I said, any organization can put a kosher stamp on a package of pork. And maybe they mean by kosher something other than what everybody else assumes is kosher. But they're putting a kosher stamp on the pork does not make the pork kosher as the rest of the world understands that word. And it even calls into question everything else they say is kosher. If they say this is kosher, you got to ask about everything. So the same way, considering some of the people, they are blessing, you know, the Keith Ellisons of the world, that they are blessing with their pro-Israel endorsement. You know, you've got to ask. There are 99 current members of Congress with the J Street endorsement. How kosher are they?
Right. Once again, we're speaking with Abe Katzman and talking about his latest article, which we posted on our Facebook page. We'll put it up there again. It's called Confronting J Street's Candidates, In What Way Are You Pro-Israel? And sort of piggybacking on your article last time, you also point out in there who they're not helping out this time around. And it's Nancy Pelosi, Steny Hoyer, and the likes. And the interesting thing about that, of course, is people out there probably going, oh, good, don't help Nancy Pelosi. But the problem is they're moving to the left of Nancy Pelosi, right?
Correct. Correct. They are, there are people, it's amazing, the people they don't endorse. They don't endorse people who we would consider mainstream liberal Democrats who are nominally pro-Israel, who are at a minimum, you know, kind of fair weather friends. They're not people who, and the truth is, Nancy Pelosi. Don't get me wrong here, Nancy Pelosi. Whatever other issues I may have with her, is rock solid when it comes to Israel. This goes back to her childhood, I think. There's a whole history of her very, very solid relationship with Israel and the Jewish people. And that's the way it is with some people. Look, Bob Menendez is another guy like that who I hope he loses. But he stood up to the Obama administration when during the Iran deal.
That's right.
You know, he's prosecuted probably for it.
That's right, yeah.
Look, he seems to be corrupt. There are other issues I have with him, but you got to give credit for this sort of thing. And these are not the people that J Street is endorsing as pro-Israel. They're only endorsing the Keith Ellisons, the Hank Johnsons who called Jews termites. You know, this is not good, and it is a move. And, Steny Hoyer and Nancy Pelosi, I wish them long lives, but they're probably not going to be in Congress that much longer. What's happening to the party? When it's Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez and people like that who are taking over,
right,
the party is not going to be as pro-Israel as it once was. We spoke about that before. And
right.
I think with this move, really just have to challenge these candidates who claim that they're pro-Israel because they are endorsed by J Street. You've got to ask them, what do you mean? How are you pro-Israel? Here is what J Street stands for. Which of these things do you stand for?
All right. Well, I think Michael Waltz is going to take care of Nancy Soderbergh over there, and that'll take care of that problem. And hopefully we're going to take care of Andrew Gillum and give him a couple of setbacks here in Florida. Let's talk a minute about what's going on over in your neck of the woods. First of all, am I to see this right, that the Palestinian Authority and Hamas have now been identified as routinely arresting and torturing their own people because they don't allow criticism? Have they admitted this, or how did this get recognized?
Human Rights Watch, which is kind of a surprising source for this, Human Rights Watch, in many ways, it started as a solid human rights organization. But like so many other organizations, it sort of drifted leftward and really became, I mean, they're like pathologically anti-Israel. So of all organizations to come out with a report, Human Rights Watch comes out with a report on both the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. In fact, the report is called Two Authorities, One Way, Zero Dissent. And they say there are people who get arrested and tortured if they're dissenting, even if all they've done is if they've made a negative post on Facebook, or if they've expressed some criticism of the authority, but also happen to be accused of some low-level crime. And they said Hamas, they say Hamas and the Palestinian Authority are equally bad. Part of the reason for that is that they torture each other's victims, you know, each other's members. So they interviewed, they said that 147 witnesses, dozens of cases of detention for no reason besides expressing some criticism. These are, the way they put it, is the Palestinian Authority and Hamas have developed parallel police states.
All right.
In fact, the Palestinian Authority has a new electronics law which blocks, I think they're blocking like 30 news websites that are considered too sympathetic to Hamas or that or competitors of Mahmoud Abbas. This is... You know, I'd be willing to bet that there are a lot of people that wish Israel were still in control of their lives.
No doubt, no doubt. In the meantime, the White House has imposed new sanctions on Hezbollah. Why did they do that exactly, and how is Hezbollah reacting to it? And what are the sanctions? What kind of sanctions?
Well, they're sanctions against, you know, Hezbollah makes most of its, whatever money they don't get paid from Iran, they get through the drug business.
Right.
And I'm not talking pharmaceuticals.
Right, right. We remember that story when the Obama administration called off the dogs on them, pulled the DEA and...
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
So here, there was a law on the books that would sanction financial institutions that facilitated... transactions on their behalf. I don't know if it was really enforced that much, but what they've done here is expanded them. So now it's to target anyone, any government agency, any entity that knowingly assists or supports Hezbollah or its affiliated network that are involved in drug trafficking and international crime. It's a pretty serious expansion, and interestingly, you want bipartisanship in Washington. Here's bipartisanship. This is actually something that is being backed by both parties. There are apparently other bills, just a raft of expanded sanctions against Hezbollah. The president signed this one, by the way, on the anniversary of the 1983 bombing. The Hezbollah bombing of the U.S. Marines in Beirut.
Right. Which was just, that was just last week, the 23rd, wasn't it?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. This is what is part of this. We spoke about this a few weeks ago, actually, where I told you that I was reading an interview from a former head of the Mossad, and he was, you know, I thought this was sort of out of nowhere in terms of the sanctions against Lebanon. And anyway, that's what this looks like it is. The sanctions against Iran go into full effect this week, November 5th.
Right.
And here, I think the idea is Hezbollah largely controls Lebanon, but make Hezbollah a burden on those parts of Lebanon that it does not control. I was looking before I saw the Iranian press. They look at it that way. Of course, they look at that as a bad thing.
Right.
But the way that, if that's how they see it, okay. That's okay.
All right. Abe, I got to take another break. Can you stay with me for the rest of the half hour?
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay.
Sure.
All right. Once again, Abe Katzman. By the way, you can find all of his great articles, his work at his website, abekatzman.com. That's Katzman with an S. And once again, we're going to post up, and we already have, but we'll repost it, Confronting J Street Candidates. All right. We'll be right back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
The The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base and you'll have hundreds of healthy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in Comfort, family owned and operated over 50 years, has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more, visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Ladies and gentlemen, we all know that one of the biggest investments we'll make in life is the house we choose to make our home. So why make this investment without knowing exactly what you're getting into? That's where Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections comes in. He'll make sure that excitement over the purchase of a house or rental property or commercial property doesn't turn into a nightmare after you take the keys. To get the most thorough and complete inspection, go to OrlandosHomeInspector.com or just call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254. Don't roll the dice on your home purchase. Remember, call Aubrey Kahn at 321-624-0254.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have a crash at Aloma and 436 that's contributing to slowdowns in that area right now. You also have slowdowns on I-4 starting at 434, and that continues till past downtown and into the Millennia area. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport till after the 441 and even into Pine Hills right now. I am Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Okay, once again, welcome back to the show. We have Abe Katzman coming to us live from Jerusalem. Abe, I kind of want to go out on a better note. I don't want to diminish, obviously, what has happened in Pittsburgh, and we're calling for prayers and all of that, but let's go out with something a little more positive. And tell us about the judo team.
Sure. For whatever reasons, and I've never fully understood this, Israel has become kind of a power in judo of all sports. So if you remember last year, there was an event in, I think, in Abu Dhabi.
Right.
And they forced Israel to compete under the International Judo Federation flag. And when the Israeli won the gold medal, they played whatever this is, the International Judo Federation anthem.
Please.
Well, this year, the competition was in the UAE. And they competed under their own flag, and they won a gold medal, and they played Israel's national anthem, Hatikva. And then the next day, they won another gold medal and played it again. So at the same time, the Prime Minister Netanyahu, has been visiting Oman, a country that does not have diplomatic relations with Israel, and yet he came out of there, and the heads of Oman are saying it's time to accept Israel as a country in the region.
Wow.
So there is some good news. And I think also, not that it's from exactly that part of the world, but the Brazilian election.
Right. New president.
Bolsonaro is somebody who, right away, he said, I want to visit Israel. He wants to move the embassy to Jerusalem. He's pro-American. He wants to privatize. He's, this is really one of the world's largest democracies. You got to, that matters.
Indeed.
So, good.
Well, Abe, once again, our condolences, especially to the families and friends of the victims, but also, obviously, to all of Israel and all Jews everywhere. And we'll do whatever we can to try to prevent it from happening again. But
it's appreciated. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Abe. You are such a big part of this show, and I'm so appreciative of that. Once again, have a great week, and we will be praying for you and Israel. All right. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, we will be back in just a few minutes.
Opinion. Passion. News. Opinion. Passion. FM 105.5. AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando. A service of Salem Media Group. It's 6 o'clock.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The White House says the media is unfairly blaming President Trump for last week's mail bomb plot and the Pittsburgh synagogue shooting.
The president this morning called the fake news media the true enemy of the people, which led to tense exchanges between reporters and White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders.
The very first thing that the president did was condemn the attacks both in Pittsburgh and in the pipe bombs. The very first thing the media did was blame the president and make him responsible for these ridiculous acts.
Denying that the president's own rhetoric played any role, Sanders says the media has a responsibility to be fair, but instead of giving him any credit, reporters simply attack him. Sagar Magani at the White House.
In Pittsburgh, U.S. Attorney Scott Brady says he will begin presenting a case against synagogue shooting suspect Robert Bowers at a hearing Thursday morning.
At that time, we will have the opportunity to present evidence demonstrating that Robert Bowers murdered 11 people who were exercising their religious beliefs, and that he shot or injured 6 others, including 4 of whom were police officers responding to the shooting.
In the wake of the caravan of Central Americans heading to the U.S. border in Tijuana, General Terence O'Shaughnessy says thousands of U.S. troops are being sent to harden the southern border.
By the end of this week, we will deploy over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border. That is just the start of this operation. We'll continue to adjust the numbers and inform you of those, but please know that's in addition to the 2,092 that are already employed from our National Guard.
Fear that the Trump administration will announce tariffs on all remaining imports from China helped knock U.S. stocks from a strong early gain to another sharp loss Monday. Bloomberg News reported the U.S. is planning new tariffs if the two sides don't make progress in trade talks next month. Wall Street was down by 245 points. The Nasdaq plunged 117. More on these stories at townhall.com.
We here at the American Adversaries Radio Network are blessed to have great sponsors like Jerry and Janice Shepard, owners of Jerry's Mercedes-Benz Service Center. And if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you've been blessed to have them as your dealership alternative. With their professionalism and expertise and state-of-the-art technology and facilities, they provide the best of service at the best price. Now, if you have a BMW, you have the same opportunity to have that friendly and reliable and affordable alternative to your dealer. Just like Mercedes-Benz owners who have taken advantage of this option, you BMW owners have a real alternative to high dealer prices and impersonal service. Jerry's MB is located just off Alafaya Trail, just north of UCF. So take that BMW to Jerry's, where they treat you and your car like royalty. Visit them at jerrysmb.com or call 407-366-6499. That's 407-366-6499. Jerry's MB is a proud sponsor of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
And the latest.
latest Answer Traffic now.
Jewish leaders in Central Florida are meeting to see about stepping up security in light of the shooting in Pittsburgh executed by 46-year-old Robert Bowers. Bowers killed 11 people, including a 92-year-old Holocaust survivor, and injuring six others. Rick Scott asked Florida Highway Patrol to step up patrols around synagogues in Florida. Orlando is home to over 30 synagogues. Central Florida is number one in something, but unfortunately, it's road rage incidents with guns. In case you didn't believe it, I-4 was shut down for hours on Saturday near downtown. During the shutdown, two vehicles shot at each other while a victim in a third vehicle was hit by gunfire. We have beautiful weather right now with a high of 83 and a low of 64 and sunny. Your AccuWeather details in just a moment. I'm Zwayne, and that's your Answer News Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
We have a crash at Aloma and 436 that's contributing to slowdowns in that area right now. You also have slowdowns on I-4 starting at 434, and that continues till past downtown and into the Millennia area. Highway 50 right now is slow from before the Orlando Executive Airport till after the 441 and even into Pine Hills right now. I am Zwayne, and that's your Answer Traffic Update. FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer. AccuWeather Forecast.
Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 64. Sunny and nice tomorrow, high 83. Clear tomorrow night, low 62. Wednesday, turning out mostly sunny, high 83. Warm Wednesday with clouds and sun. Shower in the afternoon, high 86. I'm Brian May, FM 105.5 and AM 660. The Answer.
With an outdated website and poor Google rankings, your competition is getting your potential customers. You need a marketing company who treats you like family. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we provide state-of-the-art websites, search engine optimization, and social media campaigns that work. Call me, Matt Buff, at 321-765-7710 and mention this ad to get your first month free. At JJC Marketing Solutions, we will make your website awesome again. We will make your social media work again. And yes, we will make your online marketing great again. Visit JJCMarketingSolutions.com or call 321-765-7710 today.
Ladies and gentlemen, sit it right up.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again. We assembled here today are issuing a new decree to be heard in every city, in every foreign capital, and in every hall of power. From this day forward, a new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first. We do not seek to impose our way of life on anyone, but rather to let it shine as an example. We will shine for everyone to follow. There should be no fear. We are protected, and we will always be protected. We will be protected by the great men and women of our military and law enforcement. And most importantly, we will be protected by God. We stand at the birth of a new millennium, ready to unlock the mysteries of space, to free the earth from the miseries of disease, and to harness the energies, industries, and technologies of tomorrow. A new national pride will stir our souls, lift our sights, and heal our divisions. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Let's go see our friends when I'm a roll on a honey.
number two of the American Adversaries Radio Show. Thanks so much for being with us tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We really appreciate your being there. All right, we are coming to you live on the Titan Cave Cam and also on AM 660, The Answer, AM 660, let me start over again, FM 105.5 and AM 660, also on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. All right, so I am no longer alone in the studio. Nostra Dennis has joined.
You sounded lonely, so I thought I'd come by and keep you company.
All right, I guess Aubrey Kahn thought the same thing, or did you just spend the night here last night? You were looking pretty tired when we walked out of here.
I was, but no, I got revived walking around in attics this afternoon.
Is that right? I am Christopher Hart. Jeff Sinis is on the bridge. 407-774-8255 is the number. I hope you caught the interview with Abe Katzman earlier in the show. If you did not, you can go to our archive after the show and catch it. And we, of course, talked about Pittsburgh and other things as well. And I have to say, you know, when I speak with Abe, and this is the second time this happened, he mentioned that the couple that was killed in Kansas City, and I remember that.
Really?
And on that occasion, too, I basically felt like I needed to apologize to Abe because it shouldn't be happening anywhere, especially not in the United States of America. But it does, and it did. And then we talked about other things, and then we also talked about the Israeli judo team. Their national judo team won a tournament over there.
And won two medals.
And two medals, gold medals. And they were actually able to participate. This was in the United Arab Emirates, UAE. They were able to participate under the Israeli flag and have the Israeli national anthem played, and you, what is it called again? The
Hatikvah.
The Hatikvah played as they received their medals on the podium. So I had the thought, I may not be much, but what we're going to do tonight, and when we finish the show, the last few minutes of the show, we're going to play the Hatikvah. You may have never heard it, but you're going to hear it tonight right here on the American Adversaries Radio Show.
Would it be wrong, and I'm going to say it whether it is or not, would it be wrong to point out that this team is putting the Jew in judo?
And evidently very good at it. Yes, yes, indeed. And by the way, some of the techniques that the Israeli Defense Forces are taught when they receive their training are based on martial arts techniques.
So it kind of makes sense.
Indeed.
That would be a part of their of kids growing up. Learning these kind of martial arts.
Right. And, you know, considering the neighborhood they live in, hand-to-hand combat isn't necessarily a remote possibility, right?
Absolutely.
Maybe even here in the United States. Mm. But that, once again, you know, will be playing at the end of this hour of the show. All right. So the president tomorrow and the first lady will be going to Pittsburgh to visit the synagogue and visit with the victims' families and presumably some of the people who are in the hospital. And the rabbi has welcomed him. There are others, of course, in the media who are condemning the president.
Yeah, because I thought it was his fault that this happened.
The president can't roll out of bed in the morning without being condemned for it. It has gotten so ridiculous. And as Abe was pointing out in his interview, it's absurd, you know, on the face of it. And it really is the way I see it, it diminishes the impact of what this guy did to turn it into a political football. And that Sarah Huckabee Sanders put it so well today. If she doesn't have anything to do after she leaves the White House, she's got a career in the talk radio, that's for sure. But she said, you know, the first thing the president did was to condemn the act and to condemn the perpetrator. And the first thing the media did, and a lot of people on the left, was to condemn the president. Right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, and you look at this bomber thing. You know, he's the MAGA bomber. He's they were Trump's targets, as though he's the perpetrator in all of this. It's just so ridiculous.
Now, I haven't been on the show since this happened. And, boy, I've been chomping at the bit to talk about the inconsistencies in this story. I'm sure you guys talked about the fact that this was a brand new clean van bumper stickers that didn't fade in the Florida sun, that looked like they were put on 3 days earlier, that covered up the windows that any police officer would have pulled this van off to the side of the road if it had been driving it.
I know, and you're the conspiracy guy, and
well,
I appreciate that.
Am I wrong?
It wasn't a brand.
You know whose fault this is?
Whose fault is it?
The name says it all. Obama. Obama.
Oh,
first of all, the guy was living in his van, but he was also employed. He did make money. He was, according to his coworkers, an ardent Trump fan. I hate to say it, but I called this the other way from the very start. I could see this guy. I could see him before everybody even knew who he was. I had not his face. But what was going on? What the tip-off was the target list. Trump's targets. These were all people who had threatened physical violence to the president or had in other ways threatened him openly and brazenly. And this guy just got fed up. And then you look and you examine the devices themselves. They were not meant to go off. They were meant to send a warning. And I know the timing and all of that. And it was not a brand new van. It had some miles on it. And look, the guy had, put a bunch of bumper stickers in his window. We don't know when he put them in there. They could have been recent.
I'm very dubious about this.
But the thing is, you have to take a leap of faith.
So
who bought him the van? Who gave him the bumper stickers?
I don't know.
That's just it. You see,
we don't know.
Right. So you're taking the leap of faith from what we do know into what we don't know. I'm sticking with what we do know. And what we do know is that, according to everybody that knew this guy, he was an over-the-top, ardent Trump supporter. And he was also a Looney Tune.
That's a shame.
People like this don't need any help, okay? But they're there, and they want to be a player. See, this guy was a nobody, but all his life he wanted to be noticed. That's why he went naked and, danced naked in front of women. He wanted to be noticed. That's what exhibitionists do. They want attention so bad, they'll run around naked to get it. And, well, maybe it's better off that they don't, obviously, but the point
better
is...
Better that than sending fake pipe bombs.
Right. But he just, he couldn't, he wanted to be noticed. He wanted to be a player. He couldn't stand it anymore. I understand the guy's frustration, okay? He just went about it the wrong way, taking it out. I'm frustrated every day. Thank God I got a radio show to come in here and scream and yell and holler and have an audience that listens to me like I actually mean something. But in the overall scheme of things, I'm just blowing off steam.
Now, what kind of credence do you give now, a few days later, to the caller who called in last week and had that theory that this was being done by someone who wanted to test the systems of security and cams at Clinton's house, at Cory Booker's house, and that.
This was not that.
No.
Yeah. Okay. And he basically called and recognized that the day after or whatever. So, this is what it appears to be. And it's a sad thing, but it is what it appears to be. And once again, if we don't see it for what it is, we're going to miss the lesson that is involved in it here. All right? And the lesson here is it's always counterproductive when you try to do something like this. You think he's going to slow the Democrats and the liberals and the media down in their criticism of President Trump? No, they just amp it up.
Absolutely not. Yeah.
They just amp it up. That's all. All right, so he got his name in the newspaper. Look, hardly anybody's talking about him today because of the guy that shot the people in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And it's a sad fact of the reality, though, and by the end of the week, we'll be talking about something else. And the media is going to be talking a lot about these 5,000 troops that the president is sending to the border. And that is a big story, and they've been trying to stay away from it. And these other stories have provided a temporary reprieve from the fact that there's going to be a standoff at the border.
See, to me, going back to the pipe bomb incident,
it
was apparent to me that somebody on the Democratic side made these. Because they didn't work.
I understand that. But it is. And as Abe was saying with this shooter, here this guy on his social media all this stuff about how he hates Trump, how Trump's part of the Jewish problem, right?
And is that part of the mainstream media story?
No, but they still blame Trump for him.
Right.
Right? He hates Trump, but they blame Trump because of what he did. It's just the theater of the absurd. And once again, that's why I say politics like professional wrestling. It is at the theater of the absurd. Of course, all of this is wrapped around, and what heightens the attention of these things, the election. And it is close in many races around the country. And the Republicans or the Democrats, either one, could have a very big night on Tuesday night. Or we could come out basically pretty much the same as we are now. But I do think the Republicans are going to pick up some seats in the Senate. The question is, are they going to be able to maintain control of the House? And if we don't, well, it's going to put a big stop to a lot of the progress that the president is making. By the way, do you, Nostradamus, you did get us some numbers on the Florida Senate race and governor's race.
Yeah, I got the DeSantis Gillum numbers, the Scott Nelson numbers. These are both from Real Clear Politics, which is a great source if you guys will ever want to go to find out what's going on in races. They are nonpartisan. All they do is publish results of polls that other people took.
Right. They average other polls.
Average them all up, and then they come out with basically a conglomerate, a consensus of what the polls say.
Right.
I think it's interesting in both of these that there were polls taken a week ago that showed Gillum up by 6 or 7 points and Nelson up by 6 and 8 points.
Right.
In the last week, those numbers have come down to where right now Gillum is on the Real Clear Politics poll about a 3.2-point favorite, which is within the margin of error in that race.
Right.
And at the Scott Nelson race, man, the Senate race, there's one CBS News poll of all places that has him tied at 46.
Right.
That also means 8% of the public has not yet made up their mind. Some others have Scott ahead by one. Some others have Nelson ahead by one or two. But that's going to be a horse race. And unfortunately, I can't believe that many people are behind Andrew Gillum. Apparently they are.
It's a situation where the momentum, however, is moving in the Republicans' direction. That's what you noted.
And it's either that undecideds are making up their mind, or it's that the pollsters are figuring out that, hey, if we get this wrong, we're going to lose even more credibility. So we got to get closer to reality as we get closer to Election Day.
Yeah, plus people begin to more make up their minds, as the Election Day approaches and become more, shall I say, comfortable with or secure with their choices. Now, the early voting, once again, is tending to be very heavy, not mm-hmm. just in Florida, but around the country in many states.
And very heavily weighted towards registered Republicans casting their votes.
Right, right. And absentee ballots also. Now, in northwest Florida there, where they had the hurricane just go through there, all of the counties are not up and running yet. Three of the counties have open voting stations, and they saw a decline in absentee requests over prior years initially, but now the requests have come rolling in.
As people are coming back.
Right. So the people up there do want to vote, and there will be ways for them made to vote, but it is going to be more obviously effort to vote because of the fact that many of the places where they used to vote aren't there anymore.
There's some talk, too, about the State Board of Elections giving them extra time over the extra hour they get for being in the central time zone.
Right.
Giving them till maybe 11 o'clock at night on election night to vote.
Right. And of course, early voting is underway now. It will go on through Sunday, and then it will be a day off, and then election day next week. And of course, we want you to get out and vote early, or if you're going to vote on election day, that's fine. Just make sure you do. And if you can get somebody to go with you and vote as well, that'd be cool too. And of course, we want you to vote all Republicans, just straight down the ticket Republican.
And the amendments?
And well, I've got my recommendations on our website, AmericanAdversaries.com. We're also, if you don't like my recommendations or if you want to balance them with something else, you can go to FloridaFamily.org. That's FLFamily.org. That's John Stemberger's group, great conservative Christian group there, and they make some recommendations too, and some of them are different than mine.
Now, you haven't voted yet. You're going to vote on Election Day?
I normally vote on Election Day, but right. I may go early. I'm because every day I keep getting these texts from the Republican Party, go vote! You have not voted yet! Moron!
The text will not stop, though. Even after you vote, they will continue. So if you're going to do it just to shut them up, that won't work.
Okay.
Have you voted, Aubrey?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay.
How about
I
you?
Did, and I got stuck on Amendment 8. I wasn't sure which way to go on Amendment 8.
Now, which one is that? Refresh
that's
my memory.
That's the one that's not on the ballot anymore. They go skip right from 7 to 9.
That's right.
So I didn't
that's
even
right.
put a vote in for
because
that.
The courts have already thrown that out. They're also considering throwing out 7, 9, and 11, I think, whether they're approved or not. So that played into my recommendations. All right. The only amendment that I would even consider possibly voting yes on is number 2. And that's because it's already a law. It would just codify it in the Constitution. But I didn't do it. I'm going to vote no on that one, too, because I don't like codifying the stuff in the Constitution.
Right.
All right. Especially when you don't really know what you're voting on. But that one was the simplest one of them all.
Well, in text on the ballot.
Yeah.
Who knows what it really is?
But even in concept. But you're right. All right, I want to take a break. When we come back, we got Miriam Ramirez on the line with us, and we're going to talk to her about Wayne Lemnitsky's campaign. He's running down there against Darren Soto in Osceola County and Polk and parts of Orange County. And this is a horse race down there, too, and it's getting exciting for Wayne Lemnitsky. All right, so stick around for more of the American Adversaries. We'll be right back.
FM 105.5 and AM 660, The Answer.
Merrily here from Vacation Travel Planners, a member of Cruise Planners, with the latest vacation deals.
Like Bahama cruises from $249 per person. Or how about a 7-night Alaska cruise from $649 per person? On Celebrity Cruises, book a balcony or higher on a 7-night select Caribbean, Europe, or Alaska sailings and receive specialty dinner for two. Get free prepaid gratuities on select sailings with Oceana Cruises. Sandals and Beaches all-inclusive resorts are up to 65% off. Get free prepaid gratuities on select Avalon Waterways River Cruises.
Give us a call at 321-251-4777. That's 321-251-4777. Or visit us at vacationtravelplanners.com. Keep listening to the American Adversaries for new travel specials every week. Bon voyage!
Nearly everyone loves Italian food. But those people who love true, authentic Italian go to Cafe Positano. It's because owner and chef Pasquale Barba offers home-cooked food from his hometown, Positano, Italy. He is Italian. Local fresh items are combined with rare ingredients imported only from Italy, along with generations-old family recipes. Whether it's pizza or those delicious daily specials, taste for yourself at Cafe Positano, 4 miles west of I-4 on 436. 407-774-8080, the most authentic Italian food in Central Florida.
For most Floridians, our home is our biggest investment. If you are shopping for a new home, vacation home, investment property, want to remodel your home, or need to refinance your existing home loan, you need the very best mortgage professionals working for you to make your American dream come true. I'm Mariah Lee with Patriot Home Funding. And regardless of your mortgage needs, Patriot Home Funding has just the right loan for you. All of our loan products offer the lowest possible fixed rates. We don't charge annoying and expensive junk fees, and you get the very best service and care from me and the rest of our experienced all-star team. Contact us today for a quick, easy, and free pre-qualification. You can call us at 877-377-8123 or visit us on the web at myphf.com. At Patriot Home Funding, we finance the American dream.
Patriot Home Funding is a licensed mortgage broker in the state of Florida. NMLS 171699 and is an equal housing lender.
Yes,
us.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're here. We're live. We have Miriam Ramirez on the line with us right now. And Miriam, thanks for joining us tonight. And I want to get right to business. I got a short segment here. I'll keep you for a question or two afterward, after the break. But let me ask you, first of all, you have endorsed Wayne Leibnitzki for U.S. House. And I know you're not in town right now, but are you talking with people in his district and getting a feel for how the Puerto Rican community may go in this election?
Oh, definitely. Yes, I'm only gone for a couple of days. I'm in Nebraska visiting my son. I had planned this about a year ago.
I see.
But I'm going to be back home and working with Wayne closely all the way up to the end of the midterms elections. Yes, I have had a great, fabulous, I am so excited. Wayne has won the hearts of the people that have gotten to know him, the people that he has talked to, and what they have heard about him. He's done quite a few interviews. He's also done some TV debates. And I go out and I talk to people and ask them how they, and everybody's just spread the word. They fell in love with Wayne. He's been with me. I've been to fairs, and he hugs people. He's a human, kind of like a pro-human person, where he hugs people, where he touches people, where they really appreciate his words. He's very sincere. He's very excited. I'm very excited. I know that this is this race has gotten like really neck to neck in a lot of places, more than we expected. We knew that Wayne was up against a difficult election, but people are just very, very, they've gotten to know Darren Soto in 2 years, and they know that he hasn't done anything for them. I mean, he's very difficult to even get a meeting with, and the people expect a little bit more, especially since we don't have voting candidates in Puerto Rico for Congress. Well, getting the opportunity to have a real, a voice in Congress that really feels for you, that wants to help you. He has gotten into the lives of these people to find out what they need. I don't see Wayne as being somebody who's frivolous or is looking for something else. He's a people person.
Okay.
And I have been in politics for a long time, mostly as a civic leader for statehood, and later I ran for the Senate and won. But I'm still a civic leader in Puerto Rico for statehood and the people who have come from Puerto Rico.
Right.
And they have great trust in me, and I tell them that, I put my reputation,
Miriam, you got to hold it right there. We got to take a break. We'll come back on right there. We got to take a break. We'll come back on the other side, though. I have another question or two for you, okay? We're talking with Miriam Ramirez, and she is supporting Wayne Leibnitzki. We'll be right back.
5.5 AM 660, The Answer.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The man accused in the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre appeared briefly in federal court in a wheelchair and handcuffs Monday. To face charges, he killed 11 people in what is believed to be the deadliest attack on Jews in U.S. history. Robert Gregory Bowers, who was wounded in a gun battle with police during the shooting rampage, was released from a hospital and wheeled into the courtroom, where he was ordered held without bail for a preliminary hearing on Thursday, when prosecutors will outline their case against him. During the proceeding, Bowers talked with two court-appointed lawyers, went over documents, and confirmed his identity to a judge, saying little more than yes in a soft voice a few times. It was yet another rough day on Wall Street as the Dow was up first and then down. The Dow plunged 245 points, ending the day at 24,442. The Nasdaq dropped by 117. This is SRN News.
Hi, my name is Wayne Leibnitzki, and I am running for Congress, U.S. House, District 9, and I am a veteran with a voice. It is my intent to give a voice to those who have been ignored under this district's current representation. We need your help. My opponent, Darren Soto, wants to raise your taxes, leave the border unsecured, and stifle our local economy. This election is of national importance. Please get involved in our campaign by visiting our website, WayneForUSCongress.com. That is WayneForUSCongress.com. My name is Wayne Leibnitzki, and I approve this message.
Do you suffer from back pain? Have trouble sleeping? Do you ever wish you could get a truly great night's sleep or have your own massage on demand? For 51 years, Relax and Comfort has helped people sit, sleep, and feel better every day. See why ABC, CBS, and Fox are talking about the new X10 bed. It's the perfect marriage of a Sleep Number bed and a Tempur-Pedic bed. Its cool gel memory foam comfort layers are totally adjustable from ultra soft to ultra firm for each side. Add a zero gravity base, and you'll have hundreds of healthy comfy and relaxing positions for you and your partner. Save thousands over the leading national brands. With the sustainable X10 design, you'll never need to buy another bed. Get the world's best adjustable beds and massage chairs at no interest, 0% financing. That's less than $5 a day to own. Relax in comfort. Family owned and operated over 50 years. Has stores in Winter Park, Sanford, Windermere, and the Villages. Learn more. Visit relaxandcomfort.com. Call 321-329-3118. That's 321-329-3118. Business owners, this is for you. Competition is tough these days, so you need maximum visibility to stand out in this crowded landscape. And Dino Rento Studios can give you that visibility. Their eye-catching signs, 3D displays, banners, bumper stickers, and car magnets will get your business the attention you're looking for. Dino will also make your convention display the talk of the event. So call Dino Rento Studios at 800-704-7089, 800-704-7089, or visit them at DinoRentosStudios.com. Dino, R-E-N-T-O-S, Studios.com, where they bring ideas to life.
The battle is heating up. You're listening to The American Adversaries, if you can take it.
Okay, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, you got the American Adversaries. We are here. We are live until 7 o'clock. Then you got Larry Elder following us up. All right, got Nostra Dennis in the studio along with Aubrey Kahn and myself, Christopher Hart. 407-774-8255 is the number. We were speaking with Miriam Ramirez. She is a former senator from Puerto Rico and involved in politics both in Puerto Rico and here in Central Florida. And she has endorsed Wayne Leibnitzki, and it seems to have helped him a great deal in his campaign. Once again, Miriam, thanks for being with us today. You still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay.
Very excited always.
All right. Now, you say you're coming back to town here in a couple of days, and you're going to start working with Wayne to see this thing through Election Day.
I'm going to be with him 24-7 if he wants me to. But even when I'm up here, I'm with family. So I take a lot of time during the day and night to continue my work on the Facebook page. By the way, check Wayne for Congress in the Facebook page. I'm working on it with a lot of people, and it's a really neat one, better than the one that says .com. But, yeah, we're tweeting every night, and the response is incredible. And it's funny because the people back in Puerto Rico who are my followers on Twitter, I have over almost 5,000, I don't know how many, they're all in Puerto Rico saying, we're calling our family in the district out there in Kissimmee and St. Cloud, and we're telling them to vote for Wayne. And everybody just goes, Wayne, 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 everywhere. And people from all over. I am very, very excited about exactly, you know, the work that Wayne has done is incredible. I don't think he sleeps nice. We sometimes are talking to each other 4 o'clock in the morning, and I can see that he's going to work hard for that district. As a matter of fact, as soon as he wins, we're going to start working on the bills he's going to introduce on the 1st of January.
All right.
And I'm going to go with him to Washington, where I know most of the big congressmen there and senators, because I've been going there for 40 years. I was national committee woman. I was, I was friend, very, very very close friend of the Bushes, President George Bush's father, his son. And I know Mitch, I traveled with Mitch McConnell to San Salvador. So I'm taking Wayne. Wayne, when he gets on January 1st, he doesn't have to learn. He's going to know so much by then. He's going to go to Washington. He's going to get to know people. He's going to get a great staff. And he's going to be mentored by the older guys there. He wants to be in the transportation committee to get that Kissimmee Airport running with big airplanes there so people don't have to go all the way to Orlando. And I'm going to be up. I'm not even going to get a job with him. I don't want to. I just want to help him.
All right.
And I'll go through with this all the way.
Well, certainly you're helping him in the campaign. I just have time for one more question for you. He was in a debate that was televised on Telemundo Friday night, I believe it was. Were you able to see it, or do you have any reviews from that debate?
Yes, I was at Univision for that debate, and I was very disgusted because they were translating simultaneously. And so, at least where I was there supposed to be one of the analysts, and I was hearing both voices at the same time. I couldn't distinguish one or the other. I was very, very disturbed by that. But I thought it was kind of like rigged and a setup. I'm surprised that Wayne did so well, because it was rigged to make Darren Sutter look good. And I had my conversations with Univision, because I've been on Univision for a long time in Puerto Rico, and recently they come into my house almost every week for an interview. And I said, I can't believe you guys are doing this. This is upsetting. I have been coming out and trying to defend Univision from some of the, you know, things that they're saying about Jose Ramos and all them. And now you come here and you make my candidate. And in fact, the guys that were there analyzing with me are working for Darren Soto. I mean, I'm not working for Wayne. I'm just a follower.
Right.
Other than that, then they were saying, you know, call him Lubinsky because Darren wants him to be called Lubinsky because it sounds bad.
Right.
What are you talking about? I'm with Lubinsky. And they were so embarrassed. But still, I'm saying publicly it was a shame. And now, you know, I told Univision that was not fair. Wayne was the best ever talking. Darren Soto was saying a bunch of lies there. He doesn't show up anywhere. He's been tied to Bob Menendez and laundering money. That has to be looked into.
Okay.
I have a video of him telling people from Puerto Rico when they came in for the hurricane to lie in the federal form. I actually put a claim over there in the Ethics Committee in Congress. So I really hope people understand that we are in a very difficult moment in the United States. Soros is gaining ground in Florida. He wants Florida. He'll give $2 million to any candidate like he was giving a $10 tip.
Right.
So we're up against something that we have to beat. All of us have to beat. That's why I'm involved. I'm involved with the best candidate anybody could ever find for any position.
Okay.
That's a big future for Wayne. I'm going to help him all the way to the end. I'm going to enjoy on the 6th of November.
Okay.
We're going to celebrate.
All right.
Victory.
All right. Well, we'll be celebrating along with you. So thank you, Miriam. We appreciate it. Travel safely. And good luck to you and Wayne, of course. All right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. And that's Wayne for Congress on Facebook, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. So once again, the election is on. And there are key House races right here in Central Florida. You have the one over there on the coast, which was Ron DeSantis' seat. Michael Waltz is the guy for that race. Of course, Mike Miller right here in Central Florida. We can put him over the top, ladies and gentlemen. If we come out in the numbers that we have on the books, Republicans registered in his district, if we come out full force, he can win that race. It is in our hands. And Wayne Liebnitsky down there, he needs our help. And you folks who live in that district, you just heard, you have something special happening down there. With this woman's help, Wayne is making a dent in the Hispanic community, especially the Puerto Rican community in Osceola County. And that's a big part of the constituency, Aubrey. You used to live down there.
I used to live there. Yeah, it is a big part of the constituency.
All right. So once again,
full of Puerto Ricans, Kissimmee, St. Cloud, Poinciana.
These are races that can be won. It can be done. All three of them. All right, let's go to the phone lines. John has been waiting. John, you have a question for us. How you doing? Thank you for calling.
All right. Hey, I got a quick question. On my ballot for the election this month or this year, I didn't see nothing in there for the mayor's race for Orange County. Now, when I did the primary ballot, I saw that there was a spot where the sheriff
right.
or the mayor
right.
was there.
It's already been decided.
Right.
John, I can stop you right there. That race was decided in the primary. Jerry Demings is.
It was.
Yes. Jerry Demings is the new mayor of Orange County. He will take all the oath of office when they do the big changeover, which I actually believe is before the end of the year. I think it's in December they do that.
Do they in the city?
I believe so. Now, he's still acting sheriff until he takes his position as mayor. He is the new mayor.
I see.
Teresa Jacobs, the old mayor, is now the new school board chair of Orange County. Those races are already decided. That's why it's not on your ballot.
I guess there's not much of a surprise. I guess there's not much of a surprise there then. I guess everybody kind of, with the name recognition, pretty much got it.
That's musical chairs, basically.
You know, helped them.
Look, in politics, name recognition is more than half the battle. It's probably three-quarters of the battle. And that's one reason why President Trump was able to do what he was able to do, is because everybody knows who President Trump is before he became President Trump. Thank you, John.
Exactly.
Thank you for
your
question.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
All right, JJ,
bye.
You are next. Thank you for calling tonight.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Hey, guys.
Howdy.
What you just said goes along with something I wanted to say, is that people have known Trump over the years, seeing him on The Apprentice and long before that. And
sure.
His, you know, real estate mogul and everything. And nobody ever thought he was a racist.
No.
You know?
Especially people in the media and the black community.
He has that going for him. I think most people recognize that you don't become a racist at 70 years old.
No.
Only if you run for president as a Republican.
That's right. Yeah. Only if he runs for president as a Republican do you become a racist at 72 years old.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right. But anyway, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I was like Aubrey and
Dennis, it just crossed my mind. I didn't jump to the conclusion that it had to be the Democrats that put this guy.
Believe,
but it was not out of the realm of your possibility.
Right. I just thought it could be a crazy radical right person, you know, a nut job, but they're all over the spectrum. But, the fact that just like you, Nostradamus, that not that I wanted one of them to go off. So grateful that one of them didn't go off. But, you know, there were real bullets that were achieved. Police was shot and other people got shot.
Right.
I mean, you know, it just seemed, and I actually was even thinking, this is great for name recognition for all of these people.
Yeah.
Like half of them are, you know, running for president.
Right.
Well, for the first few days. For the first couple of days, Cory Booker said, hey, what about me? And then he got one.
I think I said that on the show last night. It was going to be now. It's the cool thing if you got one of these. Did you get
he
one?
Was happy.
No, I didn't get one.
Yeah, me too.
I got one.
Yeah,
right?
Me too, Bob.
A new pound, me too. Yeah.
Exactly.
Bomb, me too.
By the way, my first inclination was to think, oh, come on, this has got to be something like that too. But then I began to examine it and look at it a little bit more closely. And part of it is we just don't want to believe that somebody who loves the president would do something like this.
Right.
I don't want to believe that.
It was so elementary to look fake.
Right. I mean, that's why you want to look somewhere else. But at the end of the day, who was it, Sherlock Holmes, that said, you know, the facts are the fact. I forget how he said it, but the facts always lead you to the truth. And
You get full credit, Chris.
Well, sometimes I'm proud of it, sometimes not so. In this case, I'm not so proud of it because.
But we just saw both. I just thought it could be either one. I didn't know.
Right. Yeah, I did too. Until I started thinking about who was receiving these and why they would be receiving them, and it just led it straight to. And then I could almost visualize this guy in my mind.
And now that we know
in
this guy's.
Ways,
and by the way, what he did is it's somewhere between making a threat via a letter or a phone call and actually doing something, following through on the threat. Because what he did was a threat.
It's kind of like pulling a fire alarm in school.
Yeah, more or less. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, now you got people saying he's going to go down in history as the largest attempted assassin in history. He was not trying to assassinate anybody. He was trying to scare people. And it was a threat in the form of a device. So, for what it's worth. Well, thank you, JJ. Yeah. God bless you for being out there.
You guys have a good night.
All right, appreciate it. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we got some other stories as well. We got another phone caller. And you're not going to believe this story out of San Francisco. Or maybe you will. Maybe it makes sense in a way. I don't know. We'll examine that when we come back with more of the American Adversaries Radio Show.
FM 105.5, AM 660, The Answer.
Well, you've heard the horror stories. The couple comes home from shopping.
Oh my gosh, there's water pouring out of the ceiling fan in the living room. Henry, quick, grab a bucket.
My new wood floors. They're ruined. Gosh, I wish we had this home inspected before we signed on the dotted line.
This is Aubrey Kahn of Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Buying a home is the biggest investment you'll make. You have to know what you're getting into. Henry and June now have a nightmare on their hands. Don't let that happen to you. Call Firm Foundation Home Inspections before you sign on the dotted line. We'll inspect the property from roof to foundation with the latest technology to know if there are any leaks or electrical problems. You'll get a detailed report, and at Firm Foundation, we warranty our work, ensuring your peace of mind.
Don't make that big investment without calling the home inspector that more realtors use. Firm Foundation Home Inspections. Call 321-624-0254 or go online to orlandoshomeinspector.com.
The news stories are alarming. Sexual assault, violence, workers' comp fraud, and drug abuse. And it's happening in the workplace. Last year, a construction worker in Central Florida attacked his boss with a front-end loader and almost buried him alive. And the Pulse nightclub shooter worked as a security guard for a company that knew he was mentally unstable. Hi, I'm Kathy Santomassino with ASAP Programs. If you're a business owner or manager, it's your responsibility to save safeguard your employees. Did you know a company can be held liable if an employee does harm to someone? Negligent hiring can result in a company being sued, especially if that company didn't conduct a thorough background check. With Applicant 360 Screening Solutions, you will be able to effectively screen your job applicants and make smarter hiring choices. Don't base your decision on a first impression and a resume. Call me today at 407-702-9511. Call 407-702-9511.
All right, welcome back to the show, ladies and gentlemen. That's right, we're here. We're live until 7 o'clock. Once again, if you're just tuning in, at the end of tonight's show, for the last few minutes, we're going to play you the Hatikva, which is the national anthem for Israel. Just sort of a little gesture of goodwill after what happened in Pittsburgh. All right, San Francisco. You know, first they allowed the homeless people to use the streets as toilets. So then they had to come up with a website to the, so that people could go to the website and see where the worst usage of the streets for a toilet were.
What's the website called? Takeadump.com?
It is, something like that, yeah. And now they've come up with another ingenious idea. Nostradamus?
Now, the headline says San Francisco. It's from the San Francisco Chronicle. But okay. The text of the article says San Jose.
Which is...
So, Do you know the way to San Jose?
No, I do not.
Don't ask him to sing it, please.
Anyway, San Jose has decided that it's going to be worth their while to pay homeless people $15 an hour.
Minimum wage in California.
Living wage some places yeah. to pick up trash. What they're going to do is employ 25 homeless residents. Doesn't say how they're going to announce which 25. There'll probably be lines. To pick up trash at 40 litter hotspots around the city. I'm not sure what that means. I've never been to downtown San Jose, so I'm not sure what
a litter hotspot
is.
Okay.
The employees will be paid $15 per hour, and because it's strenuous work, they're only going to work 4 or 5 hours a day, because an eight-hour day, that's just too much.
Now, are they going to get benefits, health care?
Well, no, because they're only working 4 hours
right.
a day. So
part-time.
So part-time. They'll employ two shifts.
I see.
That way there's no benefits.
Now,
I see.
Remember, though, that the pay is better than the minimum wage in San Jose, which is $13.50. It's going up to $15 by 2019, but it's not there yet. However, a one-bedroom apartment in San Jose currently costs an average $2,364 a month.
Get out of here.
Maybe if a few trash picker-uppers got themselves together and kind of decided they could be roommates, they might be able to afford that one-bedroom apartment. If things go well, the mayor wants to expand the program. Why not? Because it's California. Let's expand the program.
Here's the problem, though. A lot of people who are, quote-unquote, homeless actually get benefits. Social Security benefits, disability benefits, military benefits, which could be jeopardized by making $15 an hour.
Because of the fact that your income is going to affect anybody.
Well, exactly you've got to earn a minimum, I think it's of $15,000 or $18,000 a year before it starts affecting that.
This probably won't do that to them. So don't worry.
So at $15 an hour.
Probably not.
Five days a week.
I know you care about them, Chris. But they'll be okay.
All right. And now I know that... you know, we've heard about these liberal groups organizing protests and things of that nature. But sometimes, even in the age of the social network, you just can't get the people out there fast enough. And, of course, the capitalist nation that we are, someone has come up with a great idea in case you need a protest on the drop of a hat.
It's kind of like Uber for crowds. Just call them up, they'll show right up.
This gives artificial turf a whole new meaning.
Now, just so you know, this is not a political organization. It is a California-based public relations firm that makes money from this. It's a profit-making endeavor. It is called Crowds on Demand, and they're out of Beverly Hills. According to their website, they offer protests, rallies, flash mobs, paparazzi events, and other inventive PR stunts. We provide everything, including the people, the material, and even the ideas. The company hired protesters to lobby the New Orleans City Council. Now, flip this one. On behalf of a power plant operator.
Oh, see, they can be bought by anybody.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
As long as they pay the bill. However, the operator thought they only hired this group to find supporters of the plan and bring them to the meeting. They claimed they didn't know there were paid actors involved.
What's the diff?
Well, they paid each person $60 to attend the meeting, and I guess clap and yell and whatever.
Sure, hold signs, whatever.
They paid some of them $200 to speak on behalf of the power plant.
Ooh.
So I guess if you rehearse your lines, and you know, if you get lines, it's like being in a movie. You get paid a little bit more than if you're just an extra.
I can see a little something in this for us if this radio biz doesn't work out, right? We're good at talking and raising hell.
The guy who created this, his name is Adam Swart. He said in 2012, he was vacationing in Europe. He was walking down the stairs of an airplane in Estonia, and he thought to himself, wouldn't it be great to be waving to a cheering crowd right now? So he decided, you know what?
Go hire one.
Life can be cold at times. Nothing makes people happier than having people cheer for them. So, yeah, there you go. You can hire them.
Now, just think if this guy, this poor soul down there in South Florida, begging for attention, had known about this.
Right.
He could have saved himself a trip to jail.
Yeah, he could have.
He could have bought himself a crowd, got naked, and danced in front of him. They'd cheered him, and everybody would have been happy.
Here's the problem. Crowds on Demand is being sued by a Czech investor, Zdeněk Bakala.
Wouldn't you know it.
Who claims the firm was hired to run an extortion campaign against him. And he says that Krupa, Pavel Krupa, Prague investment manager, hired the firm and threatened to continue the campaign against him unless Bakala paid him $23 million.
Okay.
So we're talking extortion here.
Just a little bit.
Thank you, Crowds on Demand.
Just a little bit. Did you see any of the World Series?
I saw a little bit at the very end. I wasn't really a fan of either team, but I like baseball, so you know, I made sure I tuned in.
And you had that 18-inning game. Just
think, I love that game.
If the World Series had gone the full seven games, it would have been the first World Series in history to go eight games.
Absolutely not.
No.
For a couple of years, the World Series was a best-of-nine endeavor.
Oh, really? I did not know that.
Back in the 19-teens, and a couple of teams won the World Series 5-3. There's never been a nine-game World Series, but there have been a couple of eight-game World Series.
How about that? Well, we almost had another one.
The last game that long, there's no game that was 18 innings long, but the last game almost as long, a 14-inning game back in 1918.
In a World Series, right.
It was 1914, I believe. The winning pitcher who pitched all 14 innings was a guy named Babe Ruth for the Boston Red Sox.
Red Sox, that's right. That's right, 1914. All right, let's go to the phone lines and get Craig. He'll be the last caller tonight. Craig, how you doing? Thank you for calling.
Yeah, hey you guys.
Howdy. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's imperative that whoever stops the invaders from coming, because not only will there be OTMs, there could well be some Sandinista rebels, which, you know, we've forgotten about them, but they are communists.
Oh, yeah.
And they are quite ruthless, I might add.
Yeah.
Maybe not as ruthless as the gang believed to assassinated Seth Rich, but ruthless nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, the press. Go ahead.
One other thing. Who paid for that wrap on that van? Did anybody find out yet?
It wasn't a wrap. It was a white van that had bumper stickers in the windows.
They were put up very professionally looking. That's all I'm saying.
I know.
That was a wrap. I'm telling you.
I don't know. We haven't been able to see the van, but it appeared that it was bumper stickers in the windows, and it was a white van, and it wasn't a brand new
van. Looked very nice.
All right. The guy took care of it.
Yeah, Craig, Chris is trying to talk me down off the ledge in the breaks, but you and I think we're both still out there. We both still have some misgivings.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a wrap, and it was a very clean van.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Craig.
Thanks, you guys.
Because this show is about to wrap.
It's a wrap.
All right. Once again, we're going to leave you with the Hatikva. the National Anthem of Israel. If you've not heard it before, it's a beautiful song, and it's just a little gesture of goodwill and love toward Jews everywhere. And please keep the Jewish population, no matter where they are in the world, in your prayers.
Shalom.
Shalom, absolutely. So, and also pray for Israel and Abe Katzman and his safety. Night, everybody.
Good night.
FM 105.5 AM 660. The Answer. WORL. Altamont Springs. Orlando.